It is nearly impossible to spend a night on Nashville's Lower Broadway, that hub of honky-tonks, without seeing several groups of women celebrating an impending marriage. These bachelorette parties have become so synonymous with Nashville's tourism boom, they're an inside joke for locals. But for many business owners, the presence has a very real benefit. Emily Siner of Here and Now contributor WPLN has our story.
It's a Saturday night on Broadway in downtown Nashville, and Taylor Heltzley is brandishing a giant inflatable phallic object.
That's so funny.
Heltzley is getting married 4 weeks later, and she's with her friends visiting from Louisville. She chose Nashville because she knows people who came here for their bachelorette parties.
There was some other girls that got married like in the past years, and they said they went, and it was like a blast, and they like catered to like bachelorettes and brides.
Down the block, in front of a row of honky-tonks, Kristen Quince heard the same thing.
Nashville's like the new Vegas.
Quince lives in Washington, D.C., but most of her party of 10 flew in from California.
Everyone wants to come here. I love country music, and so it was just like the perfect place to get everyone together.
It's where the party's at!
From Ohio, Vanessa Sharp and Brianna Desiree Southers are lingering outside of a bar wearing matching purple tops. Yeah. Can you tell me about the shirts that you made?
And then it's like for Lauren's bachelorette party.
But Lauren, it turns out, is no longer with the group.
We lost our bride.
She's in there somewhere.
What? Proof that in Nashville, you don't even need a bachelorette to keep the bachelorette party going. It's not clear exactly how or when the city started gaining this reputation. Nashville has successfully marketed itself as a hot tourism destination in recent years, especially as a hub for live country music. But it never officially marketed itself as Bachelorette Central. There's no one defining moment that set off the boom. And yet, the boom is unmistakable. There are so many brides-to-be on this quarter-mile stretch of downtown Nashville that I lose count within an hour.
There are literally four bachelorette parties on this street corner alone.
Wow. It's gotten wild. It's truly gotten wild.
That's Caroline Miller, a teacher who's lived in Nashville for 3 years. She says not everyone who lives here is enamored with the bachelorette phenomenon.
I think some people love it. I think other people are very annoyed by it. And they just think, why are these people invading our city? They're ruining Broadway.
Among those in the latter camp is Alex Covert. He's on the front lines as a bouncer at a popular honky-tonk called Layla's. Tonight, he's manning the hot dog stand outside.
They're usually really obnoxious. There's always one out of the group that cries. Every time.
I think we tend to go quick to, they're clogging my roads, or look at them acting silly. Well, they're on vacation.
Butch Spiridon is the guy in charge of Nashville's official tourism strategy. He says he knows locals get frustrated, especially when they're stuck behind one of those pedal taverns, a mobile bar that tourists ride on, or when they're living next door to an Airbnb that rotates through parties every weekend. But he says,
I'd say be nice to them. Your listeners, be nice to them. They're leaving a lot of money behind, and they really are harmless.
Ah, yes, money. Nashville doesn't track the economic impact of bachelorette parties. But Spiridon says if he had to guess, as I asked him to, he'd say a fifth of Nashville's leisure tourism is related to bachelorettes. And they're the ideal tourists.
They're not scared of the hotel rates. They're not on a low budget. They are coming to celebrate.
In other words, behind all the matching outfits and inflatable phallic objects and other prenuptial silliness, there is serious business here. And the business ripples throughout the city, from hotels and restaurants to companies that exclusively plan bachelorette parties. Barrett Hobbs knows this firsthand. He owns a few honky-tonks downtown. One called Doc Holliday's is a small bar styled like a Western saloon.
I can remember standing out and I looked down the street, and you could see literally thousands of people coming up and down the street, but there was one group you could identify. It was a bunch of girls with sashes on and funny hats and matching T-shirts or whatever their shtick is.
That was about 4 years ago, he says. Fast forward, and the business stream is consistent and lucrative.
You know, on a given Saturday night, we may have at one of our properties 15 different bachelorette parties come through. So if you add that up, seven nights a week, times all of the merchants in downtown, it's, you know, thousands is an understatement.
Hobbs says bachelorettes make for good customers. They don't start fights. They spend a lot of money. And if locals are annoyed, well, there are plenty of bachelorette-free places to hang out in the city, just not on a Saturday night on Broadway. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.
Well, what I'm hearing there is that, ladies, wacky bachelorette parties are almost your responsibility. They are good for the economy.